Ingredients: Kerala banana raw, big banana which is used for making chips, 2 coconut, 1 cup green chili, 2 red chili, 2 chili powder, 1 teaspoon turmeric powder, 1 teaspoon pepper, 1 quarter teaspoon garlic, 5 pods small jeera, cumin seed, dash half teaspoon fenugreek, 5 grains curry leaves, 10 leaves mustard seeds, half teaspoon small onion, 3 or 4 curd, 2 tablespoons coconut oil, 1 tablespoon salt, 1 teaspoon. Preparation. Wash the bananas, peel and cut each banana lengthwise into 2, then cut them into half-inch thick pieces like a half moon. Put the pieces in a dish, add 1 cup water and salt as well as green chili, cut into long pieces, chili powder and turmeric powder, then keep on fire for boiling. In the meantime, peel the onions, cut them into fine circular pieces and keep aside. Put coconut, cumin seeds, garlic and pepper in mixie, add curd and grind into a smooth paste, add the masala to the banana, if it's cooked let it boil on slow fire and the gravy should become very thick. Once it's thick and ready, remove from fire. Banana pieces. Heat 1 tablespoon coconut oil in a frying pan, add mustard seeds, when all the seeds splutter add fenugreek, stir it for 1 second, add chopped onion, once the onion is fried well and gets a golden color break red chili into 2 or 3 pieces and add, also put the curry leaves in. Stir well for a few minutes and empty it into the curry, mix well. This can be bottled and kept in fridge for many days and use. My grandma used to make huge quantity and use it 2 or 3 days without refrigerating. Heating it in the morning and evening would preserve it. This curry is a must for all our weddings and functions. This is used as a side dish for rice. If you want to keep it for long, cover the dish only after cooling, otherwise water from the lid would fall into the curry and spoil it. Copyright 2018 My Grandma's Healthy School.com, all rights reserved.